Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And if you were listening earlier to the station, I was filling in for Pastor John Lutz in the previous program for the Cause of Christ from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Or I'm sorry, 1 o'clock till 1:30. And if you missed that, I'll have that recorded and we'll get that on our website here eventually. And also, I did have that one on Facebook Live, so you can, of course, find out more about us on Facebook at Facebook Live, or I'm sorry, at Live with Pastor Al on Facebook. And we broadcast at Facebook Live there. I think it went through without any problems. And doing Facebook Live, a broadcast right now, of course, for our program. And just a reminder, you can check us out on Facebook, connect with us there. You can like us, follow us on Facebook, and you can see some of those things from time to time that we're able to do on Facebook Live, as well as other articles and things that I have there. And of course, a reminder too, check us out on our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you'll find out more information about myself, information about the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and you can listen to past programs there. And I've got a program that's up there as a featured program right now at the top of the page. It's called Harold Camping Follower Calls to Say Goodbye. And this comes from a few years ago, of course, when Harold Camping, several time over false prophet, had one of his latest false prophecies that the Lord was going to come back. I believe that was in May of 2011, about 6 years ago. And I'm trying to think, I think that was May 21st or something like that. But any rate, that's on there, and I deal with some of these issues related to it as I talk to this caller who called to tell me goodbye because he was going to disappear on the failed prophecy time that Harold Camping had. So that's on there. There's other things on there. There's some information given. Been kind of behind in updating our website there a little bit. Got some things on there, and I want to mention a couple of things. And of course, we are live. If you want to give us a call today, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and you can join us on the program here today. We'd love to hear from you. If you got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, question about the coming into the world tomorrow, September 23rd, we'll be reviewing the end of the world, I guess, on our Sunday night program on September 24th. But at any rate, if you want to give us a call, the phone lines are open, 888-677-9673. Let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Pray that you would bless the program right now, this afternoon. Use it for your glory, and we just thank you for the opportunity. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And again, we just want to mention that you can check out, find out more about our church, the Bible Baptist Church, by going to Live with Pastor Al. .com as well. And you can even find out about East Coast Pizza, one of our sponsors, East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, just over there yesterday. Enjoyed one of their fantastic deluxe pizzas with everything on it. And it's good. Everything had everything on it but anchovies, I think. But you can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call East Coast Pizza for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. That's East Coast Pizza, 216 216- 341-9100. Mentioning updating our website, livewithpastoral.com, there is a link to East Coast Pizza there. You can check out their menu and a link to our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can check out some things there. But I wanted to mention that this past week, and we might get back to the coming apocalypse. I mean, since it's supposed to happen tomorrow, we probably should touch on that at least briefly, although we've been talking about it at our church, talked about last Sunday night's program, talking about it in the half hour previously a little bit. But last Tuesday, I had the opportunity to go down to Columbus, Ohio, to sit in at the Ohio State Board of Education meeting, and they had, amongst other things, a consideration of ending the testing requirement for American government and history. Now, the concern that I had that prompted me to go down there, also down there speaking on this issue was Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and also Michael Goldstein, and he, of course, is the Ohio Director for Proclaiming Justice to the Nations, a group that is dedicated towards trying to end anti-Semitism here in the United States and around the world, and supporting Israel, getting Christians to support Israel. And then he also spoke, Michael Goldstein spoke first, myself, or I'm sorry, then Chris Long, and then myself. I was the third speaker. And we were speaking out on the importance of keeping this testing. And it was very interesting talking about this, and the reason here, and just to give you a little bit of background, I just wanted to just give you the highlights here real quick. I encourage you to go to livewithpastoral.com. You can find some more information, including a Facebook Live video link that Chris Long and I did talking about what transpired. But basically, 5 years ago, there was a bill passed that called for the mandatory teaching in public schools in Ohio of America's founding documents. That would be the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, the Northwest Ordinance, also the Ohio Constitution, and in that there would also be the Federalist Papers and some other things. The Federalist Papers basically is a commentary on the Constitution, gives you how they thought and why they said what they said, and it is invaluable for understanding the Constitution. The Northwest Ordinance is interesting because that's the first governing document that was written that applied to the area in which I'm sitting in right now, sitting in a radio studio in Independence, Ohio, just here in Northeast Ohio, just south of Cleveland. And this was a part of the Northwest Territories, and the Northwest Ordinance was written to provide a form of government that would apply to the Northwest Territories, which would include today Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, I believe Wisconsin and Minnesota perhaps are included in that, but certainly Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois. So they had this document, and it reflected the need to teach and to set up schools to teach our history, and to ensure that students are educated, and not only schools, but to promote the freedom of religion in the Northwest Territories. And of course, the Ohio Constitution, same thing. Article 1 calls for the state legislature to pass legislation that would promote not only the freedom of religion, the freedom for religious bodies to practice their beliefs, their religion in the state of Ohio, but also for the establishment of schools that would help promote the education of our young people. And even George Washington called for the education of our young people when he was president of this country, saying that it was essential in order for the country to continue. And so this is one of the reasons these documents were mandated by the Ohio legislature and signed by the governor about 5 years ago. And unfortunate thing is, there are people in the Ohio State School Board who don't want this there. You know, I'm not going to say that they're acting on the basis of what during the Cold War, the communists were trying to do. There was a man from Florida, representative from Florida, entered into the federal record. I believe it was 45 theses that the communists were trying to accomplish in America, 45 points to their plan to take over America. And amongst them was the devaluing of the United States Constitution, not teaching American history and things of that nature. And it's interesting, we see people in the state school board reflecting the that goal. And I shouldn't say that's all that coincidental or strange, because during the Cold War, the Soviet Union, through the KGB and other agencies, spent a great deal of time and money trying to infiltrate the public school systems of this country, and I think in many cases they had a great deal of success. And so even though the Soviet Union broke up, the attitudes are still there. A lot of pressure from some of the teachers' unions in Ohio to get rid of this. And so it was innocent enough. They were just going to end the requirement for testing on these things. But the problem is, and this is what I pointed out in my testimony before the Ohio State Board of Education in Columbus on Tuesday, is that the teachers, when they're not required to test on these subjects, when they're running short on time during the semester trying to cover the things that they want to get through. And as it happens, you have snow days here in northeastern Ohio, for instance, and different things happen. Maybe the teacher's gone for a little while and there's a substitute. But as they run short on time, and because there are testing requirements, what happens is things that aren't on the test get dropped from the curriculum. And you can understand how that happens. And so my concern is, if you take away the testing requirement, then eventually the teaching is going to go. But it didn't stop there. It also said they wanted to seek legislative help in eliminating the need for that testing, which basically means they're trying to get rid of the American Founding Documents Act that the legislature put in place and the governor signed. And part of the reason, I believe, is because there is an effort in this country, in our state, to devalue the teaching of American history, to lower the importance of the Constitution in the eyes of our people, and basically, in doing so, to deprive young people of a knowledge and an understanding of why America is a republic. In fact, go out sometime and ask people, is America a republic or a democracy? And see what answer you get. I remember one time saying something about this, and I said, America is not a democracy, it's a republic. And somebody who was in the area where we were talking looked over at me with this look of, like, she couldn't believe that I said that. But if you look at it, America is a republic. It is a republic where we elect representatives. Now, they use some democratic methods, and so when we say democracy, we know what we're talking about. But a true democracy is basically when the majority rules. The minority has no recourse. Whatever the majority says goes. And so you buy a nice new car, and all your neighbors look at your car and say, you know, we think that this other guy should have that car instead of you. And if everybody votes to take the car from you, what are you going to do? See, that's a democracy. Democracy can be very dangerous. It can be very problematic. But a republic, you have certain things set in place. And what's more, we're a constitutional republic, which gives and guarantees, I shouldn't say gives, but it recognizes rights that the founding fathers, and when you read their documents, believe were given to us by God, that they're God-given rights. And they recognize some of these rights in our founding documents. And of course, the Bill of Rights is probably one of the most familiar. The First Amendment to the United States Constitution, giving us the right to freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and the right to petition the government for redress of grievances. All that's there in the the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. And see, when you take the knowledge of these things away from our students and they do not value, you get what's happening today, where on college campuses across this country, a disturbing number, if not majority in some cases, of students do not believe in free speech. They do not believe people should be able to say things which make other people feel uncomfortable. Now, see where that threat comes into our freedom of religion? Because when you read the Constitution, you read the Bill of Rights, you read the First Amendment, freedom of speech is a clause into the whole idea of guaranteeing our freedom of religion. If we do not have freedom of speech, you do not have freedom of religion. If I don't have the freedom to say what I believe and why I believe it, or to write about it, or to assemble to worship in the way that I believe God would have me to do, then I do not have freedom of religion. And if I don't have the ability to petition the government for redress of grievances when somebody tells me I can't say what I believe, I can't publish what I believe, I can't assemble with others who believe likewise and share our beliefs, and if I'm not allowed to redress or to go to the government to petition for a redress of grievance when I've been arrested or fined for that, then I really don't have freedom of religion. So that's why I went down there. So there's some information of that on there on our website, livewithpastoral.com. And also there's some links to our recent special programs. Of course, last week we had Richard Green and Dan Hermata talking about the Faith Keepers movie. I encourage you to go to clarionproject.org and find out more about that. And then Dr. Gary Dominic talking about Christians being involved in politics and running for office there a couple weeks ago as well. But you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. Our phone number is 888-677-9673. We've got Nancy calling in from Euclid today. Nancy, welcome to the program. Oh, I don't think we got Nancy just yet. We'll get Nancy in just a minute. So give me just a moment there. But like I said, if you have a question about the Bible and or current events in light of God's Word, whether it's about some of the things we're just talking about, whether it's about the end of the world coming up tomorrow, whatever the case may be, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Just a reminder, I will not be on the program a week from today. Pastor John Lutz will be doing it. I have a time conflicting event, and so I won't be able to make it. Not the apocalypse. I will be here Sunday night. But we do, I think, have Nancy ready now. All right, Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor L. I'm sorry I couldn't hear the first part of your show. I'm out of town. Well, not too far out, but I couldn't hear the radio show. I just wanted to know, is it ethical if I have a chance to witness to somebody between now and when this so-called event is going to happen, to say, you know, it's possible that we could be raptured out and those that aren't believers, would be left behind. Is that sort of sneaky? Because I really don't believe that anything really phenomenal is going to happen like you. I think it's, sort of like, a little bit like conspiracy type thing. What do you think? Do you think it's an ethical way to witness to people or not?
Oh, I think it is, because people are talking about it, and there are some people genuinely concerned the world's going to end tomorrow. And I know I've probably, been a little mocking in some of my approach to it on the radio, but if I was talking to somebody...
That's my theory, too.
But if I was talking to somebody in person... I would want to, speak the truth in love, and I wouldn't want to be, coming across mocking and everything when you're trying to deal with somebody in person. Radio is a little bit different, because you're dealing with a broad audience and things like that. But absolutely, I think if people are wondering about could the world be going to, coming to an end, one of the things that I tell people sometimes is, hey, it's at least 1,007 years away. Think about that, because... The Bible talks about there's the 7-year tribulation period. That's not happened yet. Then there's the millennial reign of Christ, and that's not happened yet. The Bible does have a lot to say about the coming end of the world, but there's a lot of things that need to take place before that happens. We have to have the catching away of the believers. Now, that could happen today. That could happen tomorrow. I'll readily admit, I don't know when the rapture or the catching away of believers is going to take place, but I kind of, just my opinion is that when it takes place, it'll probably be around Rosh Hashanah. Well, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, so apparently it didn't happen. you know, this year, but it may. I don't have time to go into that. In fact, we got a couple callers calling in.
I understand. But
I think when people are thinking about this, we use it a chance to not only tell what the Bible says, but also to say, you know, we don't know when the rapture is going to take place. It could be any time. And just because I think it might be around on a Rosh Hashanah some year, it doesn't mean that it has to be. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be.
Yeah, because the Bible does say we do not know the exact time.
Exactly.
Is that in Matthew 24 somewhere?
Yeah, a couple places, but what I was getting at is we do know that the Bible talks about these things, and we do know that there's a lot that has to yet happen before, you know, Revelation chapter 21 talks about a new heaven and a new earth, and so we're a long ways from there, at least 1,007 years, so you can use this as an attention getter, and then use that to talk about the Bible, what the Bible really says, and to be able to share the gospel so that they'll be prepared that when the rapture takes place, they can be caught up with the Lord. You know, if we're still living, or keep living and the rapture doesn't take place right away and death comes calling, you'll be ready because, you know, it's an opportunity. I look at it that way. It's an opportunity to reach people because they're interested. So hope that helps out, Nancy. Yeah. I'm going to grab a couple more callers here.
Thank you very much. Okay, God bless you.
Oh, thanks. God bless. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we've got Jeremiah calling in. Got a couple callers here today. Jeremiah calling in right now. Welcome, Jeremiah.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this doomsday thing that's going to happen. You know what? They said that so many years. You know, it's going to happen eventually, but you know, only God knows when it's going to happen.
Exactly. You're right, Jeremiah. So
these skeptics, I mean, these people, they're all a bunch of crazies.
Well, and the unfortunate thing that happens is people that get caught up into these, what happens is they start looking to some man or something or the Mayan calendar or something as the ultimate authority, not the Word of God. It takes people away from the Word of God, and it sets them up for all kinds of other problems in the future. So
you kind of wonder if they're preparing doomsday bunkers and stuff like that.
Well, the Bible says that during the tribulation, there's a point where people are taking shelter in caves and things, and you can buy a doomsday bunker for a few $100,000. But I appreciate that, Jeremiah. I want to get one more caller on here yet too, so you'll have to call back after the apocalypse. Okay. So thanks, and we've got Fran waiting as well. Fran, welcome to the program.
Thank you. You know, they speak about the planet alignments, the setting up and the stars and the planets line up.
Right.
I can point to that tomorrow and during it. And then the holidays are usually around the Jewish. I mean, holidays are seen when the Lord moves about Israel and so forth. I'm not saying he wouldn't do it in a Gentile, but he does it in a Jewish way. You know?
Oh, yeah. And that's what I was telling our earlier caller, Nancy. You know, I think personally that when the Lord catches away the church, the believers, this is my personal opinion, it'll probably be around Rosh Hashanah in some year. Well, Rosh Hashanah was yesterday, it didn't take place, so I guess it's not this year. But, you know, when we look at that, Jesus fulfilled in his first coming, you know, the spring feast, the Levitical feast, and Passover and unleavened bread, first fruits, and then Pentecost. And I think it's reasonable that in his second coming, he'll fulfill the autumn feast, which starts with Rosh Hashanah. That's one of the reasons, that's my opinion. Followed, of course, by Booths and then the Day of Atonement, I think it is.
Right.
So,
well, he's going to come when we least expect him.
Exactly. You know, exactly. But we are, as believers, to be watching and waiting.
Be ready, is what he told us, right.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Fran. I appreciate your call. And we're out of time here today. And I hope you'll join us again next week. And keep listening. And, don't worry about the apocalypse. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. But join us next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.